You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is Let Sleeping Princes Lie in the Castle Charming series. Part 8, Monsters Under the Bed. Kai did not know where he was, but he was starting to be very certain that this wasn't just an abandoned part of the castle. He'd escaped the seemingly endless dining room via a hidden staircase, but now the stairs kept going up and up, and the slitted windows he passed never seemed to provide a view. Every time he tried to look out of one of them, he grew dizzy until he stopped trying. Sometimes when he allowed himself to rest, he thought he heard footsteps. Not just feet, but big, heavy boots, running this way and that, soldiers' boots. A guard, perhaps? A hound? It kept him moving, the thought that Dennis might be around here somewhere trying to rescue him. Seemed in character. After 2,845 steps, yes, he had been counting. And what was with the odd number anyway? Architects were terrible people who made terrible choices. Kai stumbled out into a new, impossibly large room. It was a library of sorts, though the books all had that chilly, only here for decoration look that reminded Kai of the sort of houses he grew up around, dragged from post to post by his foster mother. She was a governess in high demand because of her reputation for strictness and excellence in grammar, which meant fancy aristos who never used their libraries liked to hire her away from their friends. She moved jobs a lot. Kai remembered once putting a hand on a particularly beautiful volume of illustrated poetry in one of those libraries, only to discover that the book was a polished mahogany shell on a shelf of similarly beautiful shells. He wasn't entirely sure that this was a library now he came to look closer. Despite the beautiful walls of embellished books on the shelves, there was also a bed. Not just any bed. This was a masterpiece of sleep engineering. It had a sturdy structure of elegant metal spirals and several fluffy layers of cushioning. It had lace draperies, embroidered coverlets, white velvet roses, and so many throw cushions that a dozen princesses could have a pillow fight to end all pillow fights. If it was made of glass, this bed would look exactly like the monstrosity back home, currently housing the sleeping Queen Ella, Camilla's cursed mother. But this bed looked very real and so comfortable it almost made him want to cry. There was something underneath it. As Kai approached, he heard a low, snuffling sound. He picked up a silver candelabra on his way to investigate, and the thing was almost so heavy he had to put it down again. Still, he gritted his teeth and persevered. He didn't have a handsome hound to rescue him right now. So if there was something in this strange place with him, he had to be prepared for it not to be friendly. All the better to thump you with, he muttered optimistically to himself. The snuffling stopped. Kai took another step closer, another. Perhaps if he lifted the draped lace just a little, he might be able to see. It happened almost too fast for him to react. Something scaly and hairy and bright blue snapped at his feet. There was a crashing sound and a whoosh, and someone was standing in front of him, wearing an antiquated, faded version of the hearts and spades tabard that Dennis wore every day. A person, Kai realized as he stumbled backwards, a person with a sword. The sword was enormous, and she brought it down with a thump, slicing the bed in two and coming up with a bright, sticky blue liquid all over the blade. She turned on him, snarling, and Kai was so startled by the bright silver tea tray strapped to her bosom that he couldn't react to anything else. Run, she thundered, and he ran. She caught up with him on the stairs, slamming the door behind them and locking it with a bright brass key from a ring she kept on her belt. She smeared her sword briefly above the doorknob, marking the door with the blue slime. Blood? And then gestured impatiently at Kai. Up! Why up? He asked, already scrambling to obey. Person with the sword doesn't have to answer stupid questions, she barked. Fair enough, really. He hurried up the stairs with the swordwoman behind him, still automatically counting as he climbed 56, 112, 224. They passed a few more doors, each locked and smeared with different bright colours. Some of the marks looked older than others. The woman with the sword was behind him all the way. "Here," she said finally, and gave him a solid push in the back. The stairs opened up into a tower room that must be right at the top of wherever they were. The windows were larger than any Kai had seen in this building so far, but there was still too much cloud cover to provide a view. "Where are we?" he asked, already starting to construct the story in his head. The woman had rescued him from a creature. They were trapped in an isolated castle. "Are we far from charming? How do I get home?" This was going to make an excellent piece for his newspaper, if he ever made it home. She snorted. "You really are fresh meat, aren't you? What's that supposed to mean?" The woman went to a table covered in alarming weapons and began to clean her sword thoroughly with a cloth. Kai took the opportunity to look at her. She was an older woman, perhaps mid-40s. Hair hung in a long golden rope down her back, tied off with straps of leather, to make sure not a single strand escaped to distract her from the fight. Her armour was improvised from what looked like two silver tea trays, the hacked-up remains of a wicker chair, and several belts. She had long scars on the backs of her arms and the side of her neck, and a nasty scab on one side of her face that suggested she had run into more than one snapping creature lately. "What was that thing?" Kai asked. His rescuer glared at him. "It was a monster under a bed. What more do you need to know?" The door banged, and she whirled around quickly but relaxed as a young man threw himself into the room with them. It was another makeshift warrior, only his chest padding was wood from the look of it. He had a Jasmine Kingdom look about him, with a long black ponytail and bare-muscled arms, featuring flowered tattoos which Kai knew immediately were not magical at all. "El!" the young man shouted, then looked relieved to see his companion in one piece. "We've lost the library?" "Blue," she said shortly, and indicated Kai. "We have a visitor." The young warrior gave Kai a once-over, which lingered a little. "You don't look like you can fight," he said finally. "Sorry," Kai managed. To his surprise, the young warrior grinned at him. "I bet she didn't even do the introductions," he said, holding out a hand to shake. "I'm Zed. Cursed here, like you, I expect. This is El." He nodded towards the woman. "Welcome to the war." Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. Don't forget my upcoming superhero novella, Girl Reporter. It's available for pre-order now. It drops on the 19th of December, which is so close now. The year is just pounding towards a close. link to Girl Reporter in the show notes. If you like these stories, I think you will very much enjoy that one. See you next week.